I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week. I'm your host, Matt Booisai,
for Halloween.
I'm here in the studio recording right across from my co-host and producer, Barry Finkel. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Matt.
I tried to scare you, but then you
Yeah, but
going.
You just screamed that it's not... Great job.
Now that we're sufficiently spooked, what is coming up on today's episode? We're going to kick things off, as always, with a little ranting. Then we got Worst Things First, where I shout about the stupidest, most ridiculous, worst news of the week. And after that, we are celebrating Halloween by diving deep into all of these stoned thoughts that scare me. That is right. We're blazing and bitching. Fear edition. We're smoking a joint behind the school dumpster and knocking on all the neighborhood doors, trick-or-treating. But guess what? All of the doors are in our minds. And there are no treats, just tricks. And finally, we'll get to all the good stuff that helps the batshit go down easier with our chasers. So let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's start the show. Oh, right. Barry, what do you got to bitch about this week? I know you got something.
I do. And you know what? It's actually you're going to be like really happy that I'm complaining about this because it has impacted your life as well.
Okay.
Which is the song Sandstorm. It has been stuck in my head.
Do you want to give us a little rendition so that people know?
It has been stuck in my head for weeks. And here's a little taste of how it goes. Da-da-da-da-da.
This has got to be a sign of some mental illness.
It's constant. It's constant. Always on my mind. I hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is. I'm like crying right now. I can't. I don't know what to do about it. I've watched the music video. I've listened to it. It made its way into the fucking proposal podcast that Alex made for me. And I don't know what to do. It won't leave my brain.
You need to be like incepted.
I'm literally crying.
Yeah, because you're so broken.
It just won't stop. Just know, whenever you're talking to me, that's what's happening in my head.
Right, right.
And I am struggling. And I don't know a way out.
You did send me a video today that you took from the street of a flickering walk sign on a street lamp.
Maybe I'll post it.
And then in the background, I could just hear you going, da-da-da-da-da. Not at all matching up to the flickering light, but...
But I saw the flickering walking sign.
And that is what it triggered inside
of
you.
Yeah, I was like,
and then you thought, I need to capture this on film and then send it to other people.
Yeah, I sent it to you and to Alex. my two wives.
Wow. Yeah, you should probably get that checked out.
Yeah, I really don't know what to do. And I am seeking help. This is a literal cry for help.
Yeah.
There are tears in mine eyes.
It does sound like that is a problem.
Yeah.
I don't have that stuck in my head, although I probably will now.
You will.
But yeah, there's a lot of songs from like TikTok that get stuck in my head.
Yeah.
A lot of phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why the frick? Did we say that? I said that
last
week.
Yeah, you did, and that has been stuck in my head as well.
Right.
But I don't remember the actual words of it. I just hear your version of it, which, I mean, is, those are the words. But
right.
And then I just have, like, a chopped up version going on in my head when I'm not hearing.
I'm trying to think of what else have been stuck in my head. I piss and poo. I piss and poo, but mostly piss. Which I just realized is set to a real song. I don't know the name of that song.
Sure don't. But
I started
the
singing that song
that
and I was like, wait, that's the same tune.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
What else is driving you crazy this week.
It's too cold. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's starting to get too cold.
I had to wear a hat today. Not a baseball cap like you right now, but in fact, a beanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, tis the beanie season.
I'm still mad. One of my prescriptions is not covered by my insurance, which is insane. It's just like, yeah, a doctor told me I need this. Give it to me. Like, the insurance company is not the doctor.
No.
And they're like, well, according to us, you don't need that much. It's like, well, according to a professional psychiatrist, it's better for everybody around me if I get this much. And the retail price of this drug is like, for 90 pills, it's like $500 or $600.
Jesus.
Now, shout out to GoodRx. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it works.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
If they want to sponsor me, I'll take it. But I'm able to get it for $80, okay, which is a significant improvement.
Yeah, you knocked a couple zeros off of that.
Still less than what I would pay if the insurance just covered that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's so frustrating. But I had to send this like deranged email to the doctor being like, okay, here is our strategy. Because basically, yeah, I won't go into all the details, but I'm like, in order for us to do this, it's like, we'll send it to Rite Aid every month and a half, and then we'll switch off with CVS because CVS does take the insurance, but the insurance only covers like half of it. So basically, I pay like every other month instead of every month.
At this point, the insurance company should be paying you. You essentially work there.
It is insane to me that not only do I, like, they don't cover anything, but I also pay like $600 or $700 a month for the insurance in the first place.
It's for them to tell you no. It's actually like a sick dominatrix kind of relationship.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not a consensual dominatrix relationship.
It's
that
not.
Is for damn sure.
Yeah. On that topic, the New York Times, because, yeah.
The Daily News.
Oh, boy. No idea what that's from. So here's the thing. The New York Times, because, yeah, I read it every morning on the toilet.
Allegedly.
On my phone. They have, like, you know, the Daily News, but then they also have, like, the articles that the New York Times algorithm is trying to push to you. You know what they've been pushing a lot in the wellness section? How dangerous is it actually to drink while on SSRIs? And I'm like, you bitch, I'm not clicking on that because I don't want to know.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Do not want to know. Also, I'm on an SNRI, so suck it, New York Times. I don't know what that really means, and it might be even worse.
Yeah, I still don't know
but,
the difference.
You can't tell me because ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And that's that on that.
But nice try, the news.
Yeah. Journalists.
Anyway, let's get into the headlines. All right, worst things first. Let's chat about the worst news of the week first. A passenger on board a flight from Florida to New Jersey.
Wow.
Truly one of the most cursed routes that a plane could fly. Cannot imagine a more traumatic route.
You essentially end up in the same place.
Tampa
either
to
way
Newark.
You go.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a portal.
Yeah.
Between two hells. A passenger found a snake underfoot after they arrived at Newark. So the plane had landed. I'm assuming that's a 2-3 hour flight.
Three at least.
Direct flight, 2 hours and 46 minutes. Round trip, $98?
Yeah.
That's why nobody...
Well, the hurricane.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, but it's... Nobody ever wants to fly that flight. Anyway. But yeah, they did this entire flight, and it was only after they landed, according to one passenger on board that told local news, passengers in business class started shrieking and pulling their feet up while the flight was taxiing once it had landed. So they had made it the entire flight with a snake on board, and it was only after they landed that people in business class started shrieking.
Oh my God.
I do love that the snake at least knew enough to fly in style.
Right, yeah. They were like, I'm sorry, if you're not going to give me at least an exit seat,
yeah,
I'm going business class.
I do appreciate, though, that the snake knew exactly what the worst people on the flight would be.
Yeah.
Because flying business class between Tampa and Newark, that's like, you deserve to be cursed.
Yeah.
That's...
You deserve that snake on a plane.
Yeah. Of course the snake is going to present itself to you. And
because you are a snake.
Sure.
That's why that snake felt so comfortable there. Just amidst a bunch of other fucking snakes.
That's enough. But so, yeah, police and wildlife officials met the plane and managed to extract it. It was just a garden snake.
Yeah, also, still. I'm sorry, but you're telling me that on a plane from Florida to New Jersey, there was not a single person. There were definitely more people on that plane who know how to wrangle a snake than there were doctors.
Yeah.
So, like, actually, what was the big deal?
Right. Yeah, someone should have been able to handle it.
Absolutely.
Nobody in business class.
No. But you go back there, you got loads of people who wrangle snakes.
Also, it's a garden snake.
Well, I'm still scared of them.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if I saw it, I would not like it.
Yeah, no.
I'd be more afraid of a flying cockroach.
No, I'd still be more afraid of the snake, personally. That's just me. We can both be afraid of things.
That's true. Anyway, next. A study published last week found that mosquitoes are attracted to certain people because of the scent of their delicious skin.
Wow. In case people were wondering what's happening with the mosquitoes in Barry's apartment, let me tell you, they're still prominent, and
it's
I'm getting bit
such
every night.
Succulent skin.
Yep.
So essentially what the study is confirming is that freaks in the past who have been like, mosquitoes just love me, are actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
Some people are more prone to being attractive to mosquitoes.
Yeah. I can work it.
I completely misread, because I also feel that way.
Yeah.
And I misread this line in the story, which was, chemical analysis revealed that highly attractive people produce significantly more of the chemical that attracts mosquitoes. And uh-huh. I was like, oh, highly attractive. And then I remembered, oh, right, they're talking about attractive to mosquitoes and not, like, hot.
You were, like, ready to, like, put the data in your dating profile.
Yeah, right. Mosquitoes love me. You know, that means, you know what they say about people who love getting bit by mosquitoes? They suck a mean cock.
Oh, okay.
Correlation. You can imagine, right?
Sure.
My blood is pumping. Mm-hmm. I have big juicy veins.
Mm-hmm.
I smell sweet.
Yeah.
All of these things. Yep. I have big.
You know how to scratch an itch.
Right. Exactly. I'm yeah. satisfying. Also, I have like giant red blotches all over my skin. Nothing is less satisfying to me than when I like have an itch and I really scratch it, and then like I realize it's not actually a mosquito bite, and that once I scratch it, that itch will just be gone.
Wow. It's so hard for you.
I know. I'm like, oh, I thought I was gonna get hours of satisfaction.
Right,
out
but
of
it was
this.
Just a fleeting moment in time.
Yeah. Ugh, I hate when that happens.
Be
anyway,
here now, Matt.
Shout out to all the hotties who love getting bit by mosquitoes.
Okay, I don't think it's that we love getting bit by mosquitoes, it's that mosquitoes love biting us.
Right, that is what I meant.
Okay.
I did see a horrific video. I think it must have come up on TikTok, because I would never
that
just
bell is
actively,
getting a lot of action today.
I would never actively search for this video, but it was some guy, it was some type of like stunt like show, and this guy decided what it would look like to just get bit by like 1,000 mosquitoes. Literally, he put his hand in a box that just had mosquitoes and just waited. And, like, he pulled it out and you couldn't actually see, like, skin. It was just one big bite.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I don't
know why my mouth started watering.
Ew, something is wrong with you. Not to ick, but, or yuck your yum, but.
It's just, to me, scratching a mosquito bite is so satisfying.
Okay.
That it, like, yeah, activates my pleasure centers.
Wow. I would like to move on. I don't like when you're pleasuring.
I said my mouth was watering, not my dick was getting
yeah,
hard.
Then you said,
both are true, but I didn't call out one of them.
Center.
This is
an HR nightmare.
Netflix announced that it's testing new features that would require current members to pay extra if they want to share their account with someone outside of their household.
Okay, Netflix trying to define our nuclear family. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're my brother, and they can't tell me otherwise.
How do they know? Yeah, we could have a polyamorous domestic partnership.
I mean, if anyone from Netflix listens to this show, that is what they will assume.
But it does sound like, what does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean? Does that mean, like, my parents? Like, I can't be on
like
their
brick
Netflix?
Like, brick-and-mortar household?
Right, because I live somewhere else.
Mm.
Aren't we all family because
wow.
of...
Our
Adam and Eve.
Patronage of Olive Garden?
Sure. Yeah. You should be allowed, if you were dining at Olive Garden, everybody should have the same
Yeah.
Login information.
Yeah. there's a beautiful brand partnership that they could be hitting here.
This is a testament to how little I have in the way of like relationships.
Oh, no.
What a depressing way to set that up.
Very sad statement.
But I just cannot fathom people who are like, have multiple shared accounts with like exes, or that like they're still logged into their ex person, and like you can actively see with their. I would go crazy.
Yeah, I would not be able to handle that.
I'd be logging and seeing what they were watching every day.
Also, like,
and taking it personally.
Taking it personally, and then also like watching things on their account to fuck with their algorithm.
Right. Yeah, ultimately it would involve pissing them off.
Yeah, of course.
I can't handle that. That's why I have to have my own account.
Yeah, I am on your family's Peacock account, and that's really special for me. And please don't come for us, Peacock. It's really special for me.
I think Peacock will take whatever they can get.
Okay.
I'm pretty convinced that I'm the only one who pays for it. So if you want to latch on, it's totally fine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I did choose Chucky as the icon because Chucky is famously a ginger. And I wanted to feel part of the fam.
Right, right. And you fit right in.
Thank you.
But anyway, yeah, it's like part of this effort that they're testing out. And they might start like charging for like sub accounts.
Yeah, I mean, they are like really in debt.
Yeah, I don't understand how they have all that money to just give to Ryan Murphy.
Because I don't understand the economy.
No, I don't understand the economy. I don't understand money. I don't understand like how watching an hour of Netflix like kills a tree somewhere. I don't get Bitcoin. I don't know what the blockchain is.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand why Ryan Murphy keeps making television shows about serial killers.
Yeah.
I don't understand how many people are even watching Netflix. I don't get why they made that show with Anthony about easy bake ovens, but they're not actually baking in easy bake ovens. They're baked in like large scale ovens that are just, do you know this show?
I have no idea what show you're talking about.
Anthony from Queer Eye.
Got that.
Is hosting a show on Netflix that is a competition series where everybody is competing by baking ostensibly in an easy bake oven, except it's not actually easy bake ovens. They made full size ovens that just bake at the temperature of an easy bake oven.
Okay.
So just a weak oven.
Okay, cool.
Which is like fair because an easy bake oven.
A microwave or a convection oven.
I mean, yeah. I guess in theory, it does feel like a Jenna Maroney show. Like it doesn't feel real.
No.
Because like in practice, you're making an entire competition series that is about people baking with a light bulb. That cannot possibly work. And how hot... I want to search right now. How hot does an easy bake oven get? Cannot get over 100 degrees.
350 to 450?
No way. There is no way an easy bake oven got to 350 degrees. That is according to Good Housekeeping. I am shocked when I tell you that I'm learning this information.
Yeah.
I'm shocked to be confronted with this information right now.
The light bulb powered design was vital for marketing purposes.
How does an incandescent light bulb reach a heat? We'll add this to the list of shit that I do not understand.
Yeah.
How does a convection oven work? How does pressure cooking work? I don't know any of this. Okay, so if this Netflix show, which I am bashing having not watched at all and only seeing people tweet about, if this Netflix show is just making life-size versions of an easy bake oven, that's just an oven then.
Right.
It's just an oven.
Yeah. I don't understand it at all.
The whole point is that it's tiny and that you have to use all the little tiny tools to make a little mini cake.
Right.
That is not satisfying to anybody.
It should be hamsters, not humans, making this reality competition show.
Exactly. This is why I should be a Netflix executive.
Yes.
I would only green light shows with shirtless men and hamsters.
Yeah.
And finally, Lee County in Florida. Only in Florida. This county that was devastated by Hurricane Ian has seen a surge in cases of, say with me, flesh-eating bacteria.
Ooh.
Nothing is more upsetting than the term flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, no one wants that. No one wants to hear it. No one wants to think about it. And yet here we are, spreading the good word.
Right. I don't like the sound of it. I don't like that the numbers are going up. According to officials, there have been recorded 29 cases and 4 deaths owing to flesh-eating bacteria in this county in Florida. And it is a direct result of the hurricane because you get it when you have like a cut or a sore or something, and it is exposed to bacteria-filled water,
right,
which is
all
over
the
place.
Right now, yeah.
Right. Health officials were like, don't go in stagnant water. Make sure that you keep your open wounds out of just a still lake.
Right.
Or else, bacteria is going to start eating your face off.
Oh, God.
And I don't like it.
No, thank you.
The bacteria live in warm, brackish water.
And what does that mean?
I really wish I knew what brackish meant. But there's no way of knowing
for sure.
There's
no way. It does mean slightly salty.
Oh.
It's a mixture of river water and seawater, which makes sense when a hurricane brings a bunch of water and then mixes the other water and you get a little salt, you get a little sweet, you get a little flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah. Ugh, I really just hate the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ultimately, the world is terrifying.
She sure
and
is.
There are fears that we didn't even know we had until we learn about them. Similarly, there was, I think it was like Time Magazine or the New York Times that released like their science image of the year. And it was an incredibly close-up microscopic image of an ant's face.
No.
And it is a nightmare.
No, I need it right now. New York Times?
Just ant face close-up.
Ant face close-up. It looks like a freakish bat.
The second one that's kind of like a side view.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine A Bug's Life with this as the main character flick?
It is so scary. It literally looks like a horror movie.
Yeah.
This image was the winner of the Nikon 2022 Small World Photo Micrography competition?
Okay.
Micrography? No, it is so scary. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have like teeth. It's like teeth is like sparks.
I don't like it.
It looks like the alien from Alien crossed with like a pug.
Oh no, don't bring pugs into this.
It does though.
Yeah.
And on that terrifying image, we will now go to our deep dive about all of the shit that is terrifying. But first, I need to go get a little bit high.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I want to tell you about a podcast I think you're going to love.
Who Weekly is a podcast about everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't.
Does celebrity news stress you out?
Are there too many people you've literally never heard of?
Check out Who Weekly, a podcast hosted by Lindsay Weber and me, Bobby Finger.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we'll answer the most burning listener queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge, and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive.
Deep dive.
Okay, what are we doing?
I should take another hit. You're right. One more for the ladies in back, remember?
Oh, never forget her.
I've been smoking, and I've also been eating a gummy bear.
And freshly baked brownies.
Yeah, I did. Don't everybody
regular brownies, not special brownies.
Not special brownies. But I know what you're thinking, Matt. No operating an oven when you're high.
Oh,
guess
yeah.
what? Wrong on two counts, mm-hmm. motherfucker. Because I didn't use an oven. I used a toaster oven.
Boom.
One first fallacy.
Yeah.
Second fallacy. I baked those before we got high.
Hell yeah, you
in
did.
In anticipation of, I would say even.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sorry, how long did it take you to make them?
13 minutes.
13 motherfucking minutes. What have you done in 13
to
minutes?
Spent seed.
Yeah.
That is, I turned, honestly, God, I would say.
What?
I became God in that moment.
Wow.
I took all of those ingredients, put them together, and created life.
Yeah.
That sustains us.
And then I ate the shit out of it.
And then, so I have a list, a pre-written list. Prior to the filming of today's episode, the contestants were asked to make a list of stone thoughts.
Yeah.
From previous instances of partaking in the stone. So I have a list of stuff, but let's face it, I'll probably veer from it pretty quickly.
Well, we're just going to have to strap in.
Thought number one, what is dry cleaning? I'll just say
no. I don't get it.
How are we cleaning if there's no wet?
There's no clean without wet is
there's
what I say.
No clean. I'm always saying this.
It's constant. It's actually like annoying
there's
how much you
no
say it.
There's no clean without wet.
Right.
But sometimes wet is dirt. Right.
But then you have to get it with other wet stuff.
But all times wet gets dry. Oh my God, I just regressed like a millennium. I just felt like non-verb. But you got what I was saying.
Oh, I knew exactly what you were saying.
All time wet does get dry.
All time wet does get dry.
Oh no. Yeah, I just don't get dry cleaning at all.
And why is it so special?
Right.
And specialized. And like,
it's because they're not cleaning it.
Right. It's a pyramid scheme. No, it's just a scam. But I always like it. Getting clothes dry cleaned.
I don't know if I personally ever did.
I've done it a couple of times.
Oh, I don't know why I'm saying it like it's a question. I absolutely have never had it. I don't know why. Like, I would forget that. That's how special I think of it.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a once in a lifetime event.
Right.
Like my communion.
Yeah. It's like, because you know that like you're going to get a suit made. What were we talking about?
What? Dry cleaning.
Oh, yeah. You're getting a suit. You got to get it dry cleaned. Why are you getting a suit? Funeral.
But I just like, if someone had a shotgun to my head,
yeah,
I'm rock hard. And then also their hand is like around my neck. So that's happening. if all of that was happening and then they were like, tell me how dry cleaning works, I'd die.
You're a goner.
Because I wouldn't even know where to start.
No.
All I'm picturing is someone with a leaf blower. And your shirt is on a hanger, a sturdy hanger, not the kind that they sell down the street, if you know what I mean. He's just a guy standing with a leaf blower aimed at your shirt, hanging on, attached by a hanger.
Yeah. And it's just on one of those things that goes around at the dry cleaners, you know? It just goes around and around. It's just a guy with a leaf blower standing there as it goes around and around like a little carousel.
Just blowing your cum flakes off of it. So that was one thought. I keep thinking of this when I walk truffles leash. Because now we've done it a lot.
Yeah.
And the legitimate thought that I had when I was walking on leash was like, I finally get horseback riding. Not as something I want to do. Let me be clear. You got too excited and I realized you misunderstood.
God damn it.
As in, like, I get it. Why it's like a skill now, because I consider myself a kind of horseback rider.
Right. Because you're steering the way.
Right. I was like, oh, when I like gently pull on the leash and she like gets to come in that direction, I'm like, oh. Because previously I was like, why do you have to go to horseback riding lessons? Just get on. Get on and
just get and on go. And go. They know what to do.
Yeah.
But in some ways they do.
Right, but it's like you're a horse, your leg should only go one way.
Yeah, and like if you pull someone's hair, they're probably going to jerk in that way.
But I didn't even realize like hair pulling was a part of it or like the I thought the they were just like hanging on.
Oh. No.
And now I get it. It all came into place.
You're the captain.
And I was like, "Fuck, I get the lifestyle now of a jockey."
Yeah.
You know, I can never be one because I'm too tall.
Yeah.
Because jockeys are like 2 feet high.
Right. And that's yet the horse is so big.
Lawn jockeys. Oh, yeah. I got my hair cut the other day.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks. I'm wearing a hat, so you're lying.
No, I saw it last night, you dumbhead.
But you said it looks good in the present.
Okay. Well, the haircut looks good.
Yeah, but I guess that begs the question, like, when does a haircut just become hair?
Right. I think a weekend. I think a weekend.
It's actually a profound philosophical question. When does a haircut just become your hair?
Yeah. I think a week.
Yes, therefore. Oh, I see. Anyway, I got my haircut and the guy was like not taking the hints that I was like throwing off of like do not engage with me in conversation.
Because he was
like, yeah. And it wasn't even like he was just kind of telling me about his life and I was listening. He was asking questions, but he legitimately was like, what did you have for breakfast?
Oh my God.
And then I was like, oh, you know, oatmeal. And he was like, what do you like to put in your oatmeal?
Okay.
I was like, oh, you know, banana, throw some blueberries in there. And he was like, yeah, I like mine, a little fruit, some nuts. And then my friend, he's from Uzbekistan. He brings me back Uzbekistani honey. Put that in my oatmeal.
Wow.
I was like, sir, just cut.
Cut it out. Cut this hair.
You know what else? He also was like, man, you have a beautiful head of hair. And I was like, no. And then I was like, this is like what strippers do to their clients. I'm like, we both know what's happening here. I'm not walking in with like a prince, even though both princes are going bald.
Yeah. Actually, you could walk in with that picture and say, I'd like one of these, please.
Right. In many ways, actually, because also gingerhood.
Yeah.
I did write this one, I remember, before I had truffles. I just want to be extremely clear about this.
Oh, okay.
I don't like how far a dog's butthole is from its vagina.
Right.
The size of a dog's grundle, unlike any other animal.
It is huge. It is captivating.
And now that I have a dog, whenever I see her behind, I'm just like, that's all grundle.
Yeah.
That is, like, if I think of my own grundle and compare it in size, she's got me by, like, 10 inches.
Yeah. 10 inches.
I'm telling you, my balls are resting on my butthole. I have no grundle. That's not true. Everyone does. But it's just, like, yeah, it is remarkable.
Yeah.
Although, how big is a human grundle? I have no idea.
We could ask people to submit, DM us, measure your grundle, DM us, no pictures.
Everybody, I'm assuming you're driving or on a bus or some shit.
Just pull over.
Right. Use the iPhone feature that measures stuff. You know, you can point the camera at it and it'll measure stuff. Do that in public. Pull down your panties.
Do it in public.
Aim your phone at the ass and then get a measurement, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm appalled and I would say I have nightmares about it of how big a dog's grundle is. It's just incredibly upsetting. Next up, I'll be honest, I'm 32 years old, I think. And I have no idea how boomerang works.
I saw a person with a boomerang in the park the other day. He had no idea either. And it got me thinking the same thing. I was like, I don't understand the physics of this. I also don't understand physics. But how does it come back?
Yeah, I just don't like, I feel like everybody I know knew had one when I was a kid.
Whoa, no, it was always just like a legend to me.
I don't know. It was just like one of the, like among the like bin of balls right, that yeah. you had in your, there's basketball, the balls, and then a boomerang.
A boomerang. Did you ever see someone do it successfully?
No, because we all were like, oh, this is a toy instead of what it really is, which is like something you need to be professionally trained to use.
Right. Yeah.
Like they're just handing them out like we know where it's like you're already black belt.
Yeah.
No, you have to go through all of the colors.
All of them.
Red, green, probably.
I think yellow's on there.
Brown, I know.
Mm.
Just too close to black. You need to have neons.
Did you do karate as a kid?
No.
That would be so funny, thinking about you doing karate as a kid.
You've known me for like 20 years and you think I did karate as a child?
I just feel like at some point Debbie could have like put you in a class for like when right. you're really, really little. Because like
someone bullied me and she was like, you have to learn to stick yeah. up for yourself.
Exactly.
No. I have no idea what gut health means.
That's because no one really knows what the gut is, but we do know it controls us.
Yeah, that even you just saying that, I was like, oh, I just assume they meant stomach. No, the gut is like technically different even.
Technically, but it's just like it's somewhere in there. Again, nobody actually knows what it is or where it
like, is. Like, is the gut a thing or is it just like a region?
No one knows.
Because I think it's
not
like,
an organ.
Right. It's just like a series of organs or kind of like just a general area like the torso.
I think it's just like a vibe in the body.
Yeah. Osmosis Jones would know. That's God, for sure.
You want to know something upsetting? I think I thought that Osmosis Jones was like sexy.
Yeah, I feel like that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Remember Spy Kids?
Absolutely. I think about it all the time. I fucking loved those movies and that's embarrassing. Do you remember how Elijah Wood was in the third one?
No, I stopped watching for like after 1 second.
Oh, I saw it in theaters.
Probiotics, no idea what those are.
I don't know what they do, but I know I have to take them
because it's the opposite of an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Why are they pinning powerful women against each other? I don't know what microplastics are.
No idea.
And also, who cares?
Like, once you get down to micro, none of it counts. We're all equal.
Right. Like, we're all just eating garbage constantly.
Yeah. There's like, no escape. We're in too deep.
Cavemen didn't know about microplastics, and we're already doing better than they are. So, like, just chill.
Yeah.
My God. I feel like it was Obama.
What?
He came into the White House and signed something that said no microplastics anymore. And then he wagged his finger. But I just feel like it's too late, Brock. How do they get rice? I've never seen it happen.
Like out of the plant?
Yeah. The fuck that
comes from a plant?
The fact that rice comes from a rice paddy, I think it's called.
Yeah.
That's just like a big lily pad.
Yeah.
That people just kind of stand in a shallow water and like dig out.
Yeah.
I just think so much about like, I don't know how they make rice.
Yeah, no.
And there's a lot of it.
Right.
Like every serving of rice that I have has like a billion grains, yeah. I would say.
And like, it's not like the grains are like pasta noodles where it's like someone ground something up and mixed it with other things and then shaped it, right? Like rice is just like rice.
What?
And it's not like a carrot, a baby carrot where like that's just something that someone shaved down. Right?
Does rice come out that way? Full?
But it dries. It's dried, isn't it?
Probably. We need to watch like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
After this. This one I tried to explain to you at a bar once and everyone looked at me like I was insane.
Is this about the sun and the moon again?
No.
Thank God.
That was at a restaurant. Ketchup.
Didn't you say a bar?
I was trying to explain to everybody that I have an anxiety where if I'm having conversation with someone, I'm listening to them talk, that I'm accidentally moving my lips along to what they're saying.
Right. And that's never actually happened. Like, you've never done that.
Good.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, not only has it not happened to you, it's not happened to anybody. And that does not happen. But it does. My some of my family does this.
Wow.
Where you're talking to them and you can like, it's very subtle. I'm just saying, I know someone in my family does this.
Yeah.
Where you're having a conversation and they move their lips. And it is, I'm always worried that I'm doing that.
Yeah, no, you've never done it. And also, it's very hard to picture.
There's a video of Emma Watson as Hermione.
Yeah.
And in the first movie, because this is when they were still like children.
Right.
If you look up the behind the scenes, Emma Watson will have, she like accidentally mouths the words
along people's lines.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was like a quirky, like, oh, because she's so smart. Uh-huh. But I saw that and I was like, I'm triggered because that's a fear I have.
Right. Yeah. That must have been so hard for you.
Another one that we were talking about, I don't know the difference between a symphony and an orchestra.
No idea. And I can't believe that there's enough of a difference for it to matter.
I want to look it up.
Like, if someone plays in a symphony, they can also play in an orchestra, right?
Maybe not. Maybe it's like Jets and the Sharks. You got to have a snap-off in the streets.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the terms symphony and orchestra? I asked Google. A symphony is a large-scale musical composition. Oh, yeah, you dumb bitch.
The symphony is the music?
Yeah.
And the orchestra plays it?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
I knew that, but you confused me with your stupidity.
Don't you fucking dare. It's been days since we discussed this.
That's why it's like a symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
Because they perform symphonies. Is all music a symphony? No. A symphony is a large scale musical composition, usually with 3 to 4 movements.
Duh. Okay.
Everyone who's into music knows that. I had 3 to 4 movements
this day.
I bet you do. Just lying there.
Can we go home now?
No. I was ready to go hours ago.
What?
You chose to wait. Deal with
what
it.
What if I just died?
This would be the best time for you to die.
Why?
Because I have it on camera.
Yeah, that's true.
So, because otherwise I'd be blamed.
Yeah.
But it would still cause a lot of inconvenience.
Yeah, you'd have to figure out like what to do with my body. You'd have to find Alex's number.
Oh, I wouldn't touch you at all. First of all, I have Alex's number as Barry's wife in my phone.
Really?
Yeah, because you had to text him.
Oh, yeah.
From my phone once.
Right, right, right.
Second of all, I would call the police and then leave the room.
Right.
And all of these
You'd have to bring truffles with, because otherwise she might try to eat my body.
For sure.
Or my poo. No, that's when you give birth.
No, you shit when you die.
You also shit when you die?
All of the above.
Wow.
You're pretty much constantly shitting.
Which is like fine because that's also how I live my life.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's a great,
yeah.
Great sign off.
All right.
Anyway, wrap it up.
Goodbye. Except not really, because we have chasers right after this. So we're here.
Yeah, we already recorded those yesterday. Don't you worry, your stupid faces.
All right, we're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. But first, our chasers. Chasers are the good stuff that helps all the bad shit go down easier, starting with Do Better White People, where we highlight some anti-racism resources and other actions we can take to make our world a little bit better. This month of October, we are highlighting Mental Health Awareness Month, so we picked a few of our favorite organizations to share with you. So you can find all of the organizations that we're shouting out for Mental Health Awareness Month in our show notes, along with all of the Do Better White People shout-outs of episodes past. That's in our Instagram bio.
Love it.
All right, let's get into the TV we've been watching this week. What are you watching?
Same as last week, but I just want to highlight again, Rami, this season, the third season, fantastic. By far my favorite so far. Really love it. And then Loaves of Spookies is back, and boy, do I love that show. Also, Abbott Elementary is back. I have a lot of good, like, half-hour comedies right now, which is making me very, very happy.
Yeah.
And then also I finished Bad Sisters, which I think I've mentioned it on the pod before, but yeah. It's on Apple TV Plus. Loved the finale. And then also the finale of Rings of Power. And then you and I are going to be watching House of the Dragon this coming Sunday, season finale. So a lot of good ongoing stuff, some good stuff ending. And what about you? What are you watching? Oh, also, I started Lost again. Well, I said I was going to start it, and then I watched the first episode, and then it never kept going. But now I'm on episode 4. I'm doing it with my British cousin Matt. Nice. And my Aunt Ruth.
I am watching, well, yes, I loved the finale of Rings of Power. Yeah. I'm excited for House of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching The Good Place. I never finished The Good Place. And, I mean, it's a pretty quick and easy watch. Yeah. So I probably will be done. I've also been rewatching. No, that's it.
Great. Where are you in your Housewives journey?
Oh, I have like 2 episodes left of the New York Housewives.
Wow.
And then I can switch to Atlanta's next on my list.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. So stay tuned for the further deterioration of my brain.
You did show me one clip because I think I've seen 1 episode of Real Housewives ever in my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely not what I expected.
No, it's just mayhem and chaos.
Yeah. There was a woman. She wasn't wearing any pants.
No. Yeah. Sonia Morgan is an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like people look down on it as trash television. And it is. I'm not saying otherwise. But like also there are characters on this show that you're just not getting anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly like the most drug-addled writer could never come up with these women.
Yeah, no.
It's only the God. Kind of hell of reality.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited for that. And the journey continues. Because I do BravoCon, which is like the convention of all of the Housewives, all of the Bravo shows, I think it's officially over now, but it was this past weekend in New York. And like, it took over my Twitter. I wish I was like fully in and knew all of the drama.
Right.
But I have to catch up.
Yeah.
One of these days. Anyway, what's your non-TV chaser?
Well, my non-TV chaser is that I'm going on vacation next week and I'm going to be in Austin. There will not be an episode, but I'm going to eat so many tacos and I'm really excited and really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And that's my chaser. What about you?
I do love a taco.
I'm so fucking excited to eat tacos. Like, yeah. I really, I'm excited.
Now I'm hungry.
I know.
I should eat pre-dinner.
Also, I ate a salad for lunch.
Oh.
Why do I do that to myself? My tummy's been hurting this whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
It's hungry or because?
Both.
Ew.
I know. What about you? What's your non-TV chaser?
My non-TV chaser is pumpkin bread. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're going to talk about the one that you made.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I mean, that was good.
But it was so good.
It was good.
Especially when we put butter on it.
Yeah.
God, that was fucking good.
It is kind of gross to think because pumpkin bread is like banana bread, essentially cake.
Yeah.
But then you're putting butter on. It's like putting butter on cake.
Yeah.
Which is what buttercream frosting is.
Right.
It just makes it so much better. Anyway, clearly we're both hungry. I happened to stop into this place to get coffee yesterday. There's like a bunch of them in New York. Cafe Davignon, is that how you say it?
I don't know how to say it. Oh, wow. I can tell you right now, not how I've said it in my head.
But their pumpkin bread was so good. And to the point where I like looked up if they have a cookbook and want to know if the pumpkin bread is in there. Unconfirmed. Need to go to I need to go to like a bookstore and find out physically. But yeah, I am like very much in fall baking.
Yay!
Baked goods mode and want to eat all of it.
Do it.
I do dislike, however, feeling like I don't like the sugar crash that comes from it.
No.
But pumpkin bread doesn't really give me that.
Yeah, because it's like a vegetable.
Right. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so shout out to Pumpkin Bread. Love her. And that is it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening to Unhappy Hour. You can buy merch at unhappyhourshop.com. As always, you can head to the Odyssey app or wherever you get this podcast. Follow us, rate us, review us, but only if it's nice. I don't want to hear your shit. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Studios. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Melissa Slaughter, Marisa Roscoe, and me, Matt Belisai. Grace Chen, Liz O'Malley, Meredith Rice, and Kirk Courtney help out with our socials. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky. Our music is by Hansdale Sue. You can bother Barry at Finkelberry Pie. You can worship me at Matt Belisai. And you can follow Unhappy Hour Pod on Twitter and Unhappy Hour on Instagram for all the latest podcast buzz. You can leave us a voicemail on our rant hotline at 601-600-RANT. That's 601-600-7268. And that's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. Yo, Monster Mash. Hey. Oh, Monster Mash. Hey. I don't know the lyrics.
Craziest version I've ever heard of that. Da 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 da